podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to the Giant Center in Hershey. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents PIAA Team Tournament Wrestling Class AAA first round matchup between Trinity and Selins Grove. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Trinity is the number two finisher out of District 7. 11-1 are the Hillers. The lone loss coming to Connellsville last week in the WPIAL championship match. Selins Grove 10-3 overall, and they are the champions of District 4. Our match is going to start at 127 pounds. And tonight's wrestling coverage is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years on North Franklin Drive in Washington. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Sarah's. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Sarah's Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sarahscandies.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
I mentioned we will start the match at 127 pounds, and let's give you the pairings, and of course we'll start with the pairings at 107. For Selins Grove, they have Martin Wilson. Trinity has Kai Bland and Mickey Horn, both weighed in at 107. 114 pounds. For Trinity, it's Jacob Wright. For Selins Grove, it's Anthony Snook. 121 pounds, Dom Canale weighed in for Trinity against Mike Zettelmoyer for Selins Grove. Frank Fedorchek weighed in at 127 pounds along with Zane Garner for Trinity. Alex Kadrina weighed in there for Sealands Grove. 133 pounds, Devin Junko for Trinity, Nathan Martin for the Seals. 139 pounds, the Hillers have Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner weighed in. For Sealands Grove, both Kane Carter and Ryan Harpster. 145 pounds, Thomas Allison and Luke Poland weighed in for Trinity, Trent Turner for Sealands Grove. 152 pounds, Hillers have Jackson Bruckner and Rocco Machetta both weighed in. Sealands Grove has Hunter Dirk and Landon Lukens. 160 pounds, two wrestlers weighed in for the Hillers, Ian Holub and Cale Nicolella. Two weighed in for Sealands Grove at 160 as well, Ethan Miller and Colin Rice. At 172 pounds, Bodie Morgan weighed in for Trinity. Sealands Grove has three wrestlers weighed in, Owen Hoffman, Luke Smith, and Chase Snook. At 189 pounds, Robbie Allison and Adam Watson for Trinity. For Sealands Grove at 189, Jared Bullington and Tucker Teets. Sealands Grove likely to bump up maybe at 72 and/or 89 to fill the 215-pound weight class. They don't have anybody weighed in there. Hillers have Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley. And at 285, Hillers with Jace Banco and Nicholas McAdams weighed in, and Jack Peters weighed in there for the Sealands Grove Seals. We had two rounds of AA. There will be two rounds of AAA, a round of four. There are going to be four matches here at 6 o'clock, four more AAA matches at 8 o'clock. In this opening round, Council Rock South, the number one team, according to PA Power Wrestling, number one AAA-ranked team, is taking on Franklin Regional. Franklin Regional defeated Obama Academy Monday night to get here. Franklin Regional, a 69-6 winner on Monday. Also tonight, Central Mountain and Boiling Springs. And, of course, Sealands Grove and Trinity will be on mat 3. And on mat 4, Bethlehem Catholic and Central Dauphin. Central Dauphin won a preliminary match on Monday against Boyertown by a score of 31-25. Bottom half of the bracket, these matches now will be wrestled at 8 o'clock tonight. Gettysburg and LaSalle College. West Scranton against Easton. Easton won a preliminary match over St. Joseph's Prep 55-18 on Monday. Also tonight, Cathedral Prep and Penridge and Connellsville will be taking on Wilson. Wilson defeated Quakertown 38-23 in a preliminary match on Monday night. Again, we're going to start at 127 pounds, and we should be getting underway momentarily. So we'll start our match between Trinity and Sealands Grove. First appearance for the Hillers in the state team tournament since 2002, and we will get underway with the first match between Trinity and Sealands Grove when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed
years,
as well,
Candy's
as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Just about ready to start here from the Giant Center in Hershey. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online at WJPA.com. Captains will go out and meet at the center for the flip of the disc, as we should be underway here momentarily, 11-1 Trinity against 10-3 Sealands Grove. Couldn't tell from high up on top of the arena here who won the flip, but both teams send their wrestlers over to the scorer's table to check in. So we'll get the pairings here momentarily. Trinity wrestling on mat 3. So 4 AAA matches here right now and 4 more coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Just a quick look at AA. Burgettstown lost to Clearfield 42-27. So the Blue Devils will wrestle tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Montoursville. And they'll have to win to stay alive in the tournament. We're underway with Zane Garner for Trinity and Alex Kadrina for Sealands Grove. And the two, after we get a takedown there, the two out of bounds as Kadrina got that takedown to go up 2-0 just before they went out. Garner broken flat to his stomach back by Kadrina here in the first period. Garner does get up to his knees. But unable to get to his feet. Kadrina working on the left arm. Not able to bar it, but was trying to use that as a tilt. But not able to take Garner over. Garner still on his knees with 45 seconds to go in the first period. Garner 19-9. He is a senior. Alex Kadrina, a freshman, 30 wins and 6 losses. As Garner stands up, turns in, and got one just before they went out of bounds. So 2-1 and neutral. And they restart here working on their feet. They'll just tie up. 15 seconds to go in the period. Push back and forth a little bit. Garner tried to clear the arms but could not create a shot for himself. Two to the edge of the mat. And time's going to run out in the first. 2-1 for Kadrina of Sealands Grove. Second period coming right up here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Zane Garner starts the second period, trailing 2-1 to Alex Kadrina of Sealands Grove. Garner is on top, but he is just kind of hanging onto a leg right now as Kadrina has kind of worked out to the right side, almost has his body up on top of Garner, but Garner drives with that leg now and now goes around the head as well and gets into a much better position, pops his head free, and actually now is going to try to turn this into a cradle, and he does. He turns Kadrina over to his back. A minute to go in the second period. Zane Garner looking to get the Hiller started with a pin here. And he's got Kadrina stacked up, and there is the fall for Zane Garner in 1 minute and 8 seconds. Make that to 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Hiller's with a 6-0 team lead, 133-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert Westlaw. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
133-pound bout, Devin Junko for Trinity, Nathan Martin for Sealands Grove, and Martin with the opening takedown. He's a junior, 15-12. The Hiller's Devin Junko, a freshman, 24-14. Trinity with a 6-0 team lead, thanks to the Zane Garner pin at 127 pounds. Martin, after taking Junko down, now is going to give up an escape as Junko turns in and stands up. So neutral here, halfway through the first period. Martin reaches for the right leg, doesn't get in deep. Junko ties up the head as they drop to their knees. Junko reaches up, had an ankle, but lost it. Martin trying to reach out and grab the legs of Junko. Junko still controls that head, trying to snap Martin down. But now they end up back up on their feet. ...20 seconds to go in the first period. Martin of Sealands Grove, 2-1 lead. Martin controls the right arm of Junko as they work near the edge of the mat with 7 seconds to go in the period, drop to their knees and tie up again. And the first period will end 2-1 for Nathan Martin of Sealands Grove. We'll have the second period on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Devin Junko escapes to start the second period, so he and Nathan Martin are 2-2 and neutral in the second, and Junko in on a leg but unable to finish before the two go out of bounds. Minute and a half now remaining in the second as Junko and Martin work on their feet. Martin reaches for the left leg, can't get in deep, the two back up on their feet in a tie-up. 6-0 team lead for Trinity after one match, getting a fall from Zane Garner. Take a quick look at the bracket here. If Trinity wins, they will wrestle in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock against the Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin winner. If the Hillers lose this match, they would wrestle in a first-round consolation match tomorrow morning at 10:30. And that would be against the Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin loser. Martin in on a leg here again, but he's going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous call. Junko was trying to turn away from him, and ankle got caught in an awkward position. 37 seconds to go in the period. Bout still tied at two. Wrestlers on their feet. 32 seconds to go in the period. Martin's shot didn't get in deep. Junko goes around the head and tries to walk around behind and grab a leg as well. But Martin keeps turning, preventing Junko from getting around behind him. They go to the edge of the mat with 17 seconds to go in the period, and now out. So working on their feet here in the second. Junko for Trinity, Martin for Seelens Grove. The two just tie up with one another, and the second period will end 2-2 at the end of two. And they'll start the third period on their feet. So neutral here to begin the third. Spent a lot of time neutral in the second. Russian tie for Martin. Junko trying to yank that right arm free. To go toward the edge of the mat. Junko shoots at the right leg, now doubles up, picks Martin up. Martin reaching back, going around the head, but Junko's going to get the takedown. And that will put Devin Junko up 4-2 with just under a minute and a half remaining in the third period. Junko trying to get the left arm barred. Not really able to get that in deep. Nearing 1 minute remaining in the third now. Junko riding and leading 4-2. Breaks Martin flat to his stomach. Mentioned the Hillers haven't been here since 0-2 when they lost to Easton in the championship match. Thirty seconds left in the third. Junko still riding and leading 4-2. Has Martin broken flat to his stomach? Martin slowly gets up to his knees. Just 13 seconds to go in the bout. Devin Junko gave up the opening takedown here, but we get a stalemate as time runs out. Junko is going to win 4-2. Hillers go up 9-0 after two bouts. We'll go to 139 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
139-pound bout. Blake Reiner of Trinity goes in and takes down Ryan Harpster of Seelens Grove, and they step out, out of bounds just 15 seconds in. Reiner going to give an escape and get a second takedown. Reiner 34-3 on the season. He's going to go to a two-on-one and roll Harpster over to his back. Now gets a back count going. And they roll out of bounds. Near fall points for Reiner, two of them. So he's up 6-1. Going to go optional start here as they come back to referee's position. Reiner gives an escape to make it 6-2. Reiner goes right in on the right leg, gets another takedown to go up 8-2 with a minute 13 remaining in the period. Ryan Harpster, a sophomore, 10 wins, 12 losses. Here's Reiner to a cradle, takes Harpster over to his back. Reiner has Harpster in trouble. A lot of time remaining in the first period, just under a minute now, and Reiner will get the fall. Time of the pin, 1 minute and 2 seconds for Blake Reiner of Trinity. Hillers go up 15 to nothing. Our 145-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Thomas Allison for Trinity at 145. Trent Turner for Selins Grove. No score, just about 15 seconds in. To break out of a tie-up, Turner lost his headgear, so action stopped. Allison, 20 wins, one loss on the season. He's a junior. Turner, 19-12, a senior for the Selins Grove Seals. Turner drops down, reaches for the right leg, doesn't get in deep on it, but he's going to kind of duck under Allison's arm and get around behind him, but they were up on their feet, so no takedown, and Allison turns in and gets back to face Turner with an underhook. So Allison looked like he was taken down. He was very close to being taken down, but he fought it off. Got back up to his feet before Harpster got around behind him. Arm drag attempt by Allison, but not able to finish that. Hillers with a 15-0 team lead. Turner took the arm of Allison and just kind of rolled with it. Allison able to fight that off, get back up on his feet and face Turner. Works a front headlock here, does Allison. Now tries to go to a short bar and take Allison over to his back. So the takedown and now near fall points. Turner tried to roll through. I believe Allison's got two coming here. Turner is off his back now. And he's going to roll through and get back to his knees. Allison going to get it back around behind him. There are the two near fall points for Allison with 13 seconds to go in the period. He now has a 4-0 lead. Again, as we near the end of the first. Allison trying to get the legs in. And there's the end of the first period. 4-0 at the end of one for Allison of Trinity. Second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Allison of Trinity starts the second period on the bottom here at 145 pounds with a 4-0 lead, wrestling Trent Turner of Selins Grove. Turner with a leg in. Allison on his hands and knees. Now spreads out on all fours. Turner still with that leg in. Allison kind of leans back into Turner, reaches back and goes around the head. Allison actually puts a half in, and he's close to getting a reversal here. And there's the reversal for Allison to make it 6-0. Now Allison goes to a cradle. Turner still on his knees. Allison will try to take him over with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Allison now going to drive Turner back over to his back, and there's the fall for Thomas Allison of Trinity. It comes at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Hillers have won the first four, three of them by fall. They go up 21-0, 152-pound bout. coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Now just getting underway at 152 pounds, Landon Lukens for Sealands Grove, Jackson Bruckner for Trinity. Scoreless, just 15 seconds in. Two come in and tie up with one another. Bruckner of Trinity is a junior. He's 12-8. For Sealands Grove, Lukens, also a junior. He is 16-12. Records courtesy of PAWrestling.com. Long range shot by Lukens. Couldn't get in deep. Two still on their feet. Little over a minute remaining in the first period. Now here's Bruckner in on a leg. Trying to move up off the ankle. Not a strong whizzer, but in there nonetheless for Lukens. 37 seconds to go in the period, still scoreless. After four bouts, Hillers with a 21-0 team lead. Bruckner trying to stand up with that single. And now we get a stalemate called. So still neutral, still scoreless. 25 seconds to go in the first as the two restart. Right to a tie-up. Lukens drops and reaches for the right leg, but unable to pull it in. Ian Bruckner stayed tied up. 5 seconds to go in the first period. Looks like this one will be scoreless at 152 pounds. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Started the second period at 152 pounds. Jackson Bruckner of Trinity on the bottom in a scoreless bout with Landon Lukens of Sealands Grove. Trinity with a 21-0 team lead, getting pins from Zane Garner, Blake Reiner, and Thomas Allison. And a decision from Devin Junko as well. Bruckner flat on his stomach, trying to work up to his knees. Minute 10 remaining in the opening period. Lukens working underneath, trying to get to the wrists. Bruckner does get to his knees now with 50 seconds remaining in the second. Bruckner now trying to stand up and turn in. Lukens just barely kind of hanging on his knees, and Bruckner just kind of turns over on top of Lukens, gets a reversal, and takes a 2-0 lead. And now we've got injury time, for Lukens. It may be a blood timeout. Not sure at this point. We mentioned this last year when they went to the individual tournaments. They have new portable scoreboards, and my goodness, they are impossible to read from the top of the arena. Good thing they put everything on the big board here, the big scoreboard that hangs down from the ceiling of the Giant Center, because otherwise those scoreboards are just impossible to see. But we can't tell whether they're running blood or injury time here. Looks like it might be blood time for Lukens. A chance to remind you that this match is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer is chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Lukens ready to continue now. And he is on the bottom after being reversed by Trinity's Jackson Bruckner here in the second period of this 152-pound bout. Going to get a caution here against Lukens for a false start. Now Bruckner trying to break Lukens down as they restart. Lukens, though, gets to his feet. Bruckner picks up an ankle and drives him back to the mat and out of bounds. 27 seconds to go in the second period. As the two come back into the center. Got another caution here on Lukens. That is his second. Gets up to his feet briefly as Lukens again grabs an ankle, and or I should say Bruckner again grabs an ankle and trips him back to the mat. Lukens stands again, edge of the mat, and they are out of bounds. 12 seconds left in the second. Still 2-0 for Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. Lukens has to be careful with a couple of cautions. Next one would cost him a point, and he moves again. The official is going to take the blame for this one. He actually comes in and seems like he's talking more to Bruckner than he is to Lukens. Clean start this time. Lukens sit and turn a couple of times. Bruckner able to stay with him. 7 seconds to go in the period. Lukens to his feet. 3 seconds to go. Stalling call against Bruckner on top as the period ends. First stall against Bruckner. And he leads 2-0 at the end of two. Third period coming up when we come back to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start of the third period, Landon Lukens of Selins Grove takes bottom position. And after getting up to his feet and being tripped back to the mat by Trinity's Jackson Bruckner, Lukens able to stand up and get free for one. So Bruckner leads 2-1. They're on their feet now, under a minute 20 remaining in the third period. They just tie up with one another. Lukens reaches for a leg. There's a second stalling call for Bruckner. That's going to be a penalty point to Lukens, and that ties the bout at two with a minute to go in the third. So on their feet in a 2-2 tie. Hillers have won the first four bouts, three of them by fall, so they lead 21-0. Here's Lukens in on a double attempt. Bruckner tries to pull him over top as they fall to the mat, but now Bruckner's going to have to get over and give up the takedown. Lukens gets it and goes up 4-2, now with 35 seconds remaining. Bruckner on his knees trying to get to his feet. Bruckner still with his hands on the mat, unable to stand up. Now he'll sit and turn, but Lukens follows him around. Now a roll attempt by Bruckner and catches Lukens a little bit high, but Lukens able to drop back and get on the legs, maintain control. And time's going to run out. Jackson Bruckner is going to drop a 4-2 decision to Selins Grove's Landon Lukens. It gets the seals on the board. 21-3, Trinity leads now, and we will go to and 60 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Cale Nicolella for Trinity, Ethan Miller for Sealands Grove at 160 pounds. And Nicolella took a shot, but it's Miller who's going to spin behind and get the takedown. And not sure how he got two near fall points there, but he did. So a 4-0 lead just 20 seconds in for Miller of Sealands Grove. The two, after going out, come back into the center with a minute 40 to go in the first period. Nicolella to his feet off the whistle, and he is free for an escape. So it's 4-1, and Nicolella shoots in on a leg now, and he's trying to go around the head as well and turn that into a cradle. But he is going to get the takedown just before the two roll out. So Nicolella answers with an escape and a takedown, and he is now within one, 4-3. Two went out of bounds, so they come back into the center. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, and online at WJPA.com. A roll by Miller, and he goes, is able to turn in and grab a leg of Nicolella. Nicolella still on top, but now he's out front with Miller on the left leg. Miller's going to come out now for an escape, and they're out of bounds. So 5-3 now for Ethan Miller of Sealands Grove. 1:01 to go in the first period. And they restart now, working on their feet. Just tie up with one another. Nicolella 19-9. He's a senior. He shoots in on the right leg whizzer for Miller. Miller, boy, he kind of ducked underneath, and it looked like he was going to pull Nicolella right on top of himself, and he ends up rolling Nicolella to the mat, now going to a headlock, putting Nicolella on his back. 7-3 plus back points coming. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage here. Three near fall points. And I think it was an illegal headlock for Miller. So 32 seconds to go in the first period. Miller got two for the takedown, three near fall, and then the one penalty point, again, for what I believe was an illegal headlock. I don't believe he had the arm included. So Miller now with a 10-4 lead. And the official demonstrating now to Miller why he was penalized. And they come back into the center with 32 seconds to go in the first period. Off the whistle, Nicolella tried to get to his feet. Miller tried to clamp a cradle in on him, but could not. And they go to the edge and out of bounds with 26 seconds to go in the period. Now come back to referee's position. Nicolella trying to stand. Miller tries to get to a cradle. Nicolella able to turn in and escape to make it 10-5 with 15 seconds to go in the first. Nicolella shoots at the left leg. Whizzer for Miller, but Nicolella keeps driving, tried to reach across and grab the right ankle as well. Now Whizzer again, 4 seconds to go in the period. It's going to be a 10-5 lead at the end of one for Ethan Miller of Sealands Grove. Second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kale Nicolella of Trinity chose bottom position to start the second. Sealands Grove's Ethan Miller gave Nicolella the escape before they start the period. So 10-6 now as they work on their feet here in the second. Nicolella down by four. Both guys have had their opportunities here. There have been some scrambles. Nicolella shoots at a single. Again, a whizzer for Miller. Nicolella picks that left leg up, kicks the right leg out, and is able to finish off the takedown here. So Nicolella back to within two now. It's 10-8. Now Nicolella going to give an escape to make it 11-8. And they're back on their feet now with a minute remaining in the second period. Nicolella works around the head. Shoots and gets to the left leg. Now out to the side, tried to go around the head as well. Nicolella trying to step in and tie up a leg before they go out of bounds. Referee and assistant referee going to talk about this to see whether or not Nicolella got two. And he is going to get it. So Nicolella has fought his way back. It's 11-10. Team score 21-3 Trinity after five bouts. Now Nicolella going to, before they restart, going to give the escape to make it 12-10. And Nicolella will work on his feet here to try to tie this up with a takedown, still in the second period. Nicolella shoots at the left leg. Comes out the side door. Almost a funk attempt there for Miller, but Nicolella is going to get the takedown. And now stopped on a potentially dangerous, but tied at 12 with 19 seconds to go in the second. And a stoppage here for Ethan Miller of Sealands Grove. Trainer came over. And I don't know if he said he was all right, but I don't know if they're sending the crew out for blood here. But Miller on his knees while Nicolella goes to the corner, talks with Ron Tarquinio, Zach Bowman, Tristan Buxton, all on the Hiller staff. Miller may be in some distress here. They've got the bucket out for him. Well, he's still getting attention, and they're cleaning some blood up off the mat. There are 19 seconds to go in the second period. The bout score is tied at 12. Miller led 10-5 after one, but Nicolella has come back with three takedowns and an escape here in this second period to tie it up. Miller's with three pins and a regular decision. Won the first four bouts before Landon Lukens got a decision at 152 to get Sealands Grove on the board. It's 21-3 Trinity. And now Miller ready to continue. Nicolella in position and back into action here in the second period. Miller stood and then rolled. Didn't get all the way up to his feet before he started that roll. He turns in and grabs an ankle of Nicolella. Nicolella reaches up over top, grabs an ankle of Miller, and this looks like a stalemate. Neither guy seems to be trying to go anywhere. And not only a stalemate, but the end of the period as well. 12-12 after two. Third period coming up when we come right back.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Ethan Miller of Sealands Grove chose bottom position. Kale Nicolella chose to give him the escape before they started and went in and got a takedown. So Nicolella with a 14-13 lead right now. It was actually, I think, a shot by Miller, and Nicolella spun behind to get the two. Now Nicolella on top with a minute 15 to go and a one-point lead. Tight waist with a right arm. Now Nicolella trying to bar the left. He's got Miller flat on his stomach, and Nicolella now going to try to drive on that arm bar. Under a minute remaining in the third. Miller staying belly down. It's hard to tell from this angle, but I think Nicolella has lost that arm bar that he had. With time ticking away as Nicolella again trailed 10-5 after one period, but he now leads by one, 14-13 with 30 seconds to go. Miller flat on his stomach. Nicolella jumps to the left side. Down to 14 seconds left. Miller unable to get up off of his stomach. So Kale Nicolella with a nice comeback victory here. He's going to win 14-13 and extend the Trinity lead to 24-3. And we will go to 172 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Bodie Morgan for Trinity at 172 pounds. Luke Smith for Sealands Grove, just underway. Morgan stepped in, tied up a leg, now comes down on top and gets the takedown. ...24-3 Trinity team lead after six bouts. Bodie Morgan deep around the head here of Smith, trying to take him over to his back. Smith trying to fight it off. He's at 90 degrees right now. Smith, a senior, at 7-12. Bodie Morgan, 16-3, also a senior, goes to the short bar along with going around the head. Still over a minute to go in the first period. So Morgan looking to maybe end this one early as Smith goes over to his back, and he's in some trouble here. Morgan steps over here, and somehow Smith is going to fight this off and get back over to his stomach. Three near fall points for Morgan, though. He's up 5-0. Actually, the board shows, it showed 6-0, but now they get that corrected. Now Morgan with a bar on the right arm and a one-on-one on the left wrist. He's going to take Smith over again. 35 seconds to go in the period, and the fall comes for Bodie Morgan at 1 minute and 26 seconds. Fourth fall for Trinity. Hillers lead 30-3, 189-pound bout. Coming up when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
At 189 pounds, it's Adam Watson for Trinity. and Tucker Teets. Teets gets the opening takedown. Teets for Selins Grove. Is going to put Watson over to his back. Walks all the way out front, works on the head. Teets 30 wins, 7 losses. He's a senior. He's got the head picked up and hooks underneath the left arm. Watson trying to bridge. And there is the fall in 40 seconds for Tucker Teets of Selins Grove to make the team score now 30-9 in favor of Trinity. As we get ready to go to the 215-pound weight class. Hillers with a couple of possibilities there. Going to have to be Jared Bullington for Selins Grove, as the Seals did not have a 215-pounder weighed in. Bullington going to bump up from 189. It's Robbie Allison for Trinity. So those two underway, just 15 seconds in, tying up with one another. Allison is going to walk around behind as they tied up on their knees. Allison walks around and gets the takedown. He's 16-2, Allison. He's a senior. And the two are going to end up out of bounds. 1:26 to go in the first. Jared Bullington, 9-6. He's a junior for Selins Grove. The two come back into the center. Allison with the takedown leads 2-0. Bullington trying to get up to his feet off the whistle, but not able to just yet. Allison working through the legs. Bullington trying to get up to his feet. Forty-five seconds to go, first period. Trinity with a 30-9 team lead. Bullington on his knees, but head down in the mat. Allison works on the left wrist. He's got a one-on-one there. Now Allison steps to the side, tries to pull that right arm across the chest and roll Bullington over, but not able to get near fall points just yet. And Trinity with a 30-9 lead. It's not certainly not clinched yet by any stretch of the imagination, but if the Hillers win, they'll wrestle in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon at 2. There's the end of the first period. Allison with a 2-0 lead back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Jared Bullington of Selins Grove takes bottom position for the start of the second period. He trails 2-0 to Trinity's Robbie Allison. Allison has Bullington broken flat to his stomach. Bullington now to his knees, sits and turns. Allison follows him around. Allison working on the wrists. Just kind of switching from one thing to another here to try to, number one, keep Bullington on the mat. Perhaps work to a pinning combination. Bullington flat on his stomach. 50 seconds to go, second period. Bullington now able to get to his knees. Allison reaches underneath, controls the left wrist. Now trying to get the right as well. Bullington able to get back up to his knees with under 30 seconds to go in the period. Bullington broken down once again. Bullington not able to do much on the bottom. Good second period for Allison. Going to try to ride out the entire period here. And we get a whistle. And that's the end of the second period. 2-0 for Allison going to the third. We're coming right back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Trinity's Robbie Allison starts the third period on the bottom, quickly escapes to lead 3-0. We started at 127 pounds. We are now at 215. Allison and Selinsgrove's Jared Bullington working on their feet. A couple of taps to the head by Allison to staying out of a tie-up, at least for now. Now Allison shoots at the right leg, picks it up, drops Bullington back to the mat, goes around the head as well. Now he rolls Bullington over to the mat, has him on his back and in trouble with a minute to go in the third period. And there's the fall for Robbie Allison of Trinity in 5 minutes and 1 second. Fourth fall of the night for Trinity. They are up 36-9, 285-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Nicholas McAdams for Trinity at 285 against Selinsgrove's Jack Peters. Just 25 seconds in, bout is still scoreless. To work right toward the edge of the mat. McAdams a senior, 5-7 record. Jack Peters, 27-6, a sophomore for the Seals. Peters tried to pull McAdams past him and get the takedown. Now drops to the right ankle and picks it up. Peters comes up off the ankle, had an underhook. So McAdams able to fight off a pretty good shot there by Peters. And they're out of bounds with 59 seconds to go in the first period. So back to the center as they work on their feet. Peter shoots at the right leg of McAdams, takes him to the mat. McAdams makes sure he gets over to his knees. Was kind of on his side, wanted to make sure he didn't give up more than just the takedown. 35 seconds to go in the first. McAdams works up to his knees. Peters tries to chop the right arm. Now he breaks McAdams down. Peters trying to go to a crossface on top, and McAdams just ducked right underneath it. McAdams to his knees now with 10 seconds to go in the period. Tilt attempt here for Peters, and he's got Couple of near fall points coming here. 4 seconds to go in the period. Two near falls for Peters. He's going to lead 4-0 at the end of one. And the second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Jack Peters of Sealands Grove with an escape and a takedown to start the second period. So he now leads McAdams of Trinity 7-0. Hillers with a 36-9 team lead. So mathematically, the Hillers have clinched it here. Now a tilt attempt for Peters. He got a couple of near fall points this way in the first. He's going to get a couple more here. So that puts him up 9-0 with 1:05 to go in the second. And again, assuming something very out of the ordinary doesn't happen here, that the Hillers would lose team points. Get another tilt attempt here, but I think just a one count for Peters that time. Nope, he got two. And two more near fall points to go up 11-0. 40 seconds to go in the second period. Yet another tilt. I think a four count that time. Yep, so just two more near fall points for Peters. He's up 13-0, two away from a technical fall. And Peters will try it one more time with 23 seconds to go. He will get the count here and the near fall points, two more of them. So it's going to be a technical fall at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. 15-0 for Jack Peters of Sealands Grove. That'll make the team score 36-14 in favor of Trinity. We'll go to the 107-pound bout when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Mickey Horn for Trinity at 107 pounds. Martin Wilson for Sealands Grove. And Horn going to get the opening takedown. He stepped to the side, went around the head, now ends up out front as Wilson gets up to his feet. Horn's still around the head, though, so he still has control. Although Wilson close to getting one. Horn, though, trying to pick up an ankle and walk around behind, and he will do just that. And he doesn't give up the escape. Good job there by Mickey Horn, the senior, who is 12-8. Martin, a junior, 15-12 for the Seals, and action is stopped here. And Horn going to be penalized here. I just could not see what he did. The headgear came off of Wilson. I don't think he grabbed the headgear, but again, working all the way at the top of the arena, don't have the great view that we get when we're right down at Matt's side. But a penalty point against Mickey Horn. And now an escape for Wilson as he stands up and gets free off the restart, and we're tied at two. Horn goes around the head, walks around, and tries to get to a cradle. He does. He's going to take Wilson over to his back. Takedown makes it 4-2, and the fall will come for Mickey Horn at 1 minute and 12 seconds. Hillers now up 42-14 with two bouts to go. We'll go to 114 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Anthony Snook for Seelands Grove. Jacob Wright for Trinity at 114 pounds. Snook in on a double. Wright trying to reach up and grab an ankle, and he does, and it's Wright who's going to drive the hip into Snook, and it's Wright who gets the takedown. So Wright up 2-0. Wright 25-10. He's just a freshman. Snook a sophomore for Seelands Grove, 15-14 coming in. Hillers are headed to the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon at 2. Again, they will wrestle the Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin winner. And Bethlehem Catholic has a 15-12 lead. They're at 189 pounds right now. Walking out front and rolling Snook over is Jacob Wright to get a couple of near fall points. Actually got 3. So he's up 5-0. Wright trying to get to a cradle. Not able to lock his hands just yet. Wright now walks out front trying to pull an arm across the chest underneath. 23 seconds to go in the first period. Snook able to get to his knees. Wright walks back around behind him. 10 seconds to go in the period. Snook turns in and catches Wright up a little bit too high, but Wright able to hang on. 2 seconds to go in the period, and Jacob Wright of Trinity will have a 5-0 lead at the end of one. Second period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start of the second period, Jacob Wright of Trinity starts on the bottom with a 5-0 lead. Hillers with a 42-14 team lead with this bout and just the 120-pound or 121-pound bout to follow. Wright trying to push himself up to his feet. Now comes back to his knees, turns in, and grabs the legs of Snook, and a reversal there for Jacob Wright. He goes up 7-0. Minute 13 to go in period number 2. Wright pulling that right arm across the chest underneath, and he's just going to force Snook over to his back. Wright trying to pick up the head. Just under a minute to go in the period, and Wright will get the fall. It comes at 3:05. The Hillers have pinned their way to a big win here. Now 48-14, one bout to go. We'll have it at 121 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Dom Canale for Trinity, Mike Zettelmoyer for Seelands Grove, and Canale, he's had a takedown, and he drove Zettelmoyer over to his back. It was kind of tough to see his combination there, but 2-2 for Canale before they go out of bounds. He's quickly up 4-0, and Canale going to go to the optional start here or give Zettel Moyer the escape. He'll just give the escape. So 4-1 as they restart here on their feet. Zettel Moyer, a couple taps to the head. Zettel Moyer shoots but ends up flat on his stomach. Canale trying to walk around behind him and finish off a takedown. He does, and he goes right to a cradle as well. Zettel Moyer stacked up to his back in some trouble here in the first period, trying to roll through, but Canale has him pretty well controlled. Zettel Moyer is going to at least get off his back and over to his side. Three near fall points for Canale. He's up 9-1, and we haven't reached the first minute of the match just yet. Well, now we have. And there is an escape for Zettel Moyer to make it 9-2. Canale shoots at the left leg, doubles up, goes around the head, tries to get to a half. Still 45 seconds to go in the first, putting Zettel Moyer on his back yet again. Dom Canale going to finish it off with a bang here for Trinity. His fall comes at 1 minute and 21 seconds. And the Hillers, just like that, a big 54-14 win over Selins Grove. And we will recap the Trinity first round victory when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. AngelosRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I have come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
A 54-14 win, Trinity over Selins Grove in the Hillers' first state team tournament appearance since 2002. And again, 54-14, the win for Trinity. Let's recap the match here for you. We started at 127 pounds, and the Hillers, really, let me count real quickly here. Real quickly, I count 8 pins here tonight for Trinity. And Zane Garner got them started at 127 pounds. A fall in 3 minutes and 8 seconds over Alex Kadrina of Selins Grove. Hillers up 6-0. Trinity would get a decision from Devin Junko at 133 pounds. 4-2 the score over Nathan Martin. Hillers up 9-0. Blake Reiner with a fall for Trinity at 139 pounds. 1 minute and 2 seconds time of his pin over Ryan Harpster of Selins Grove. Trinity led 15-0, and then Thomas Allison with a fall 3 minutes and 20 seconds at 145 pounds over Trent Turner. Trinity had a 21-0 lead. Selins Grove got its first win at 152 pounds. Landon Lukens, a 4-2 win over the Hillers' Jackson Bruckner to make it 21-3. Cale Nicolella at 160 pounds fell behind early, was 10-5 at the end of the first. And actually, I think he was down a little more than that before he got an escape and a penalty point late. But he came back to win 14-13. Hillers were up 24-3 at that point. Bodie Morgan added a fall for Trinity at 172 pounds. Just a minute and 26 seconds over Luke Smith of Selins Grove. Trinity up 30-3. Seals got a fall at 189 pounds from Tucker Teets in just 40 seconds over the Hillers' Adam Watson to make it 30-9. 215 pounds, Robbie Allison of the Hillers with a fall in the third period, 5 minutes and 1 second over Jared Bullington of Selins Grove. Trinity led 36-9. And then at 285 pounds, Selins Grove with a technical fall from Jack Peters. 15-0 the score, 3 minutes and 45 seconds over Nicholas McAdams to make it 36-14. Mickey Horn for Trinity with a pin at 107 pounds, minute 12 seconds over Martin Wilson to make it 42-14. Jacob Wright with a fall, 3 minutes and 5 seconds at 114 pounds over Selins Grove's Anthony Snook to make it 48-14. And then Dom Canale with a fall in the first period, 1 minute 21 seconds over Mike Zettelmoyer of Selins Grove to get us to our final score of 54-14. We'll check out some of the other scores, including that Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin match. Hillers will get the winner of that match and let you know what Trinity's schedule is tomorrow for that quarterfinal match and take care of some other business. We'll be back to the Giant Center in Hershey in just a moment with more state team tournament wrestling here on WJPA, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Checking some of the other action again. Trinity, a 54-14 win over Selins Grove. The Hillers will face the winner of the Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin match. And right now, Bethlehem Catholic leads 18-12. And there's only one other match going on right now. That Central Dauphin Bethlehem Catholic match is at 215 pounds. So they still have, including the 215-pound bout, they still have five bouts to go there. Check some other scores here. The bout on mat one is still in progress between Council Rock South and Franklin Regional. Council Rock South leads there 25-21. I believe they're going to the final bout at 121 pounds there. Central Mountain defeated Boiling Springs 35-25. So the winner of that Council Rock South Franklin Regional match will take on Central Mountain. And again, Trinity will take on the winner of the Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin match. Again, I believe that's in the final bout. Just keep an eye on that one. Well, they've just had a final there. Bethlehem Catholic getting a major decision. But the Trinity Hillers will wrestle at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Burkittstown's going to wrestle 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Blue Devils lost in double-A action. Lost to Clearfield 42-27. Burgesstown's going to wrestle Montoursville tomorrow morning at 9. We'll have that match here for you on WJPA, and then we will have the Trinity match at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hiller's win, obviously, in the semis. They are in the quarters. They go to the semifinals, which would be tomorrow night. If Trinity loses that 2 o'clock match tomorrow, then they would come back at 5:30 tomorrow night for a second-round consolation match. But a good win for the Hillers tonight. Just a quick look at that Central Dauphin and Bethlehem Catholic match. I'm sorry, that they are at 285, so they've got four bouts to go, including that current 285-pound bout. Well, that's down on mat 4. The Franklin Regional Council Rock South bout is matches in the 107-pound weight class. So they've got three bouts to go there with Council Rock South leading 25-21. Still want to give you the Outstanding Wrestler Award of the match. That's brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll do that when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You know, Trinity gets 8 pins and they win 54-14. Who do you pick as the outstanding wrestler? That's a tough call. I'm gonna maybe go off the board a little bit here and go with Trinity's Cale Nicolella at 160 pounds. He was down early. I think at one point he was down 10-3. He was down 10-5 at the end of the first period, I believe. He got a penalty point and an escape late in the first period. So I think he was down 10-3 in the first. He came back to win 14-13. He was down, as I said, 10-5 after one, fought back to be 12-12 after two, and then gave up an escape and got a takedown and rode out the rest of the third period to win 14-13. So just a really fine effort by Nicolella under difficult circumstances. So we'll give him the Outstanding Wrestler of the match, again presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. So other action still going on, and the two matches are ways yet from being finished. So and it's a close match between Bethlehem Catholic now has a 22-12 lead on Central Dauphin, and I think coming in people would have thought Bethlehem Catholic would win there rather handily, but it, at least for the better part of the match, Central Dauphin has stayed within striking distance, although they're down by 10 now with I'm just going to double check that again. They're at 285, so there's still three bouts to go after that 285-pound bout that is remaining, so Bethlehem Catholic does not have it wrapped up yet. But again, Trinity gets the winner of that Bethlehem Catholic Central Dauphin match. That's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be on the air at 1:50 to get you ready for that 2 o'clock start. We will also be on the air for Burgesstown with double-A action against Montoursville. We'll be on the air bright and early at 8:50 with that Burgesstown-Montoursville match starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. Thanks to Jacob Knisner, our Washington studio producer. I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. Final score, Trinity defeats Selinsgrove. Grove. First-round AAA action, 54-14. And earlier today, Burgettstown lost its opening match to Clearfield, 42-27. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.